In 1921, there was a failed attempt to bring lesbians into line with male homosexual offences of sodomy, but this failed. The attitude to lesbian sexuality has been very much the case of, if we don't mention it, then we can pretend that it doesn't exist. This falls into a Christian, moral and religious tradition that women are without active sexuality. If women are purely sexual vessels for men's powerful desires, then legislation to control female sexuality is therefore unnecessary. They haven't got any. Women in the 19th century who were middle or upper class followed a well-established model from the previous century, that of passionate friendship. This was an arrangement that was assumed to be, publicly at least, an asexual arrangement convenient for spinsters, or a period of practicing intimacy useful for the more advanced state of heterosexual marriage. Two women living together was normally accepted, although it was pitied. When one of their friends wore mannish clothes such as breeches and strode around with a kind of masculine confidence, rumours would be rife. Cross-dressing for women was a pastime that might cause comment in the leisure classes. However, for working women, labourers or skilled manual workers, it wasn't unusual and it was seen as a practical necessity. Some women even lived fully as men, even going to war as soldiers and becoming legally married. The extent of this cross-dressing is, of course, impossible to establish, as wives would conceal the anatomical truth of their partners by insisting at death that they took sole control of washing their lover's body or their husband's body. We have no way of knowing how many lesbian couples perform this social deceit in order to live happily as domestic partners.